We've got Kevin McDougal from 5K Events is here. And even though it's wintertime, the events don't stop.
They keep rolling.
They just keep on coming. The beat goes on.
They sure do.
And the St. Nick's Festival of Trees going on at Festival Hall. And we're coming near the, I can't believe it's near the end of it already, but you started in late November.
Yeah, it did. We had the opening day was November 22nd, you know, right before Thanksgiving. So, we're just cruising along. A lot of great events. The attendance has been amazing. If you haven't been, you got to get down there in the next few days. The trees are amazing that all the sponsors did. You know, each one of them has their own unique flavor, you know, based on their organization or their company. And they're all amazing. Everyone's done an incredible job with it. So.
We bought a tree from, I guess, one of your sponsors on here.
Milliger's. Yeah.
I never had a Christmas tree in my entire life till I got married. Yeah. And my wife went to Milliger's, got the Christmas tree, and it was all pre-done. Mm-hmm. And it's the same tree. Now, the lights have to be replaced, but they put it in such a way where it doesn't, these things don't fall off.
No.
And it was such a beautiful tree. So we just cover it up and bring it out every year.
Yeah. They're great trees. We did get them through Milliger's. And then a few of the tree sponsors contracted Milliger's to decorate the trees for them. You know, the Milliger's tree is amazing, as you would suspect. It's a Grinch-centric tree that is pretty incredible. But they also decorated the Racine Country Club tree, the Yardarm tree, and there's one other one they did. But all the organizations have done an amazing job. They're just so incredible to go through and look at them. Sometimes I just leave my office and walk through, and I haven't looked at this one in a while and notice some of the unique aspects of them all. So.
And little Kevin comes out.
Yeah.
And always sees a little boy coming out. Kevin, a little beard, a little gray hair, a little boy comes out and relives his Christmas past. Okay, so now people can bid on these trees, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. We're raffling them off. We will do the drawings Saturday afternoon during the St. Nicholas Day celebration. But, you know, you come out between now and then. It's a $5 ticket for the trees. Drop it in the bucket of the one you're interested in. And the proceeds from each of the trees go to the individual charity designated by the sponsor. So there's not one overarching charity. It's whatever's important to that tree's sponsor is where those proceeds go.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of a new way to do it.
And then you haul the tree away and set it up in your living room.
You definitely will. Once we do the drawing on Saturday afternoon, we'll be notifying everybody who won and set up pickup times and then everything like that. So.
You know what I'm going to do when I get home? I'm going to schlep up that Christmas tree from the basement.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all done. All you do is have to carry it up the stairs. And being as lazy as I am, that's like a week's project just to bring it
up the stairs.
Yeah,
we finally put ours up Sunday after I got done, you know, blowing the snow out, so.
Yeah, my wife said, I never had a Christmas tree in my entire life, and she went out to Milliger's and just said, I'm going to buy the best tree I can find.
Yeah.
And she did, and we still have it after 19 years.
Yeah, the technology of the trees have come along so far. I mean, I love not having the string lights on the tree, but these trees we got from Milliger's, you know, they have a foot switch that you can change it from colored lights to white lights. They twinkle, they rotate, then it also comes with a little handheld remote, too, if you don't want to get up off the sofa and hit the clicker. You can do that, too. So they're pretty incredible, and we've got a few more days of events left. You know, tonight is our Christmas Magic Show at Festival Hall, presented by the LaBeouf Brothers Magic. And then Friday, tomorrow, we have actually two events going on at Racine Civic Center. We have the Caledonia Conservancy Wine Tasting, and then that is a ticketed event. And then we also have the Racine Symphony Orchestra doing their holiday concert at Memorial Hall on Friday.
What does talk about St. Nicholas Day?
Yeah, St. Nicholas Day is one of those traditions where shortly before Christmas, the kids get a little gift. The tradition used to originated where kids would put their shoes out and they'd get like an orange and some little chocolate coins and things like that, just little small gifts. And the funny thing about it, you know, I never knew about St. Nicholas Day until I started working at a Milwaukee radio station in the mid-90s. And what is this St. Nicholas Day thing? I thought I'm being a really bad parent, jipping out my kids like this. Unfortunately, they never asked. So, it's something that it's a tradition that we're going to start. And, we're really looking forward to it. We have a private event with Jockey until 2 o'clock on Saturday. But then after 2 o'clock, we're open to the public from 2 to 6 for St. Nicholas Day.
Your kids will grow up with their kids and say, My daddy didn't know anything about St. Nicholas Day. I'm going to treat you different. I grew up like a child who didn't have St. Nicholas Day, but you're not going to grow up like that.
I don't think my grandkids do. My kids, they don't do it either. So,
well, this was a great month. Whoa. I'm looking at this calendar. You just really nailed it with this St. Nicholas Festival of Trees. Nick's Festival of Trees.
We, of course, couldn't do it without, the sponsors. You mentioned Milliger's, but, Amazon, Aurora Healthcare, the local Culver's franchisee, the Journal Times, Visit Racine County, and then Enjoy Mount Pleasant were all amazing sponsors. Plus, all the individual tree and wreath sponsors is just a who's who of, amazing businesses here in Racine County.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's been
nice
amazing.
Event. Yeah.
And we look forward to an even bigger year next year for it.
Kevin McDougall from 5K Events joining us, as he does every month. And you're putting the big wrap on St. Nick's Festival
of
Trees for people that didn't hear. Today it's Christmas Magic, 6 p.m., a magic show.
Yes. By the LaBeouf brothers are presenting the magic show.
They can make all the trees disappear, something like that?
Well, they will disappear on Saturday once they're all raffled off, so.
That's good.
It's one of those long-range tricks.
Now, tomorrow, it's a doubleheader. You've got the wine tasting from the Caledonia Conservancy and a concert.
Yeah, we have the Racine Symphony Orchestra doing their Holiday Pops concert at Memorial Hall. So it's great to have them back because that's what, Memorial Hall should be used for, concerts and things like that. So looking forward to that event tomorrow night.
I told you, that's how I proposed to my wife.
Right.
Greg Berg was the MC for the Racine Symphony Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't make it, so they asked me, can I do it? Yeah, I have my tux, so I got my tux. My wife, my girlfriend came with me. And we arranged with the orchestra to stay on stage at intermission. Don't walk off yet.
Yeah.
And then in front of the French delegation and everybody else who was in the room, I said, Terry, can you come over here a second? And she came on stage shaking like a leaf.
Like, what?
She didn't see it coming. Yeah. She knew someday it was going to come that way. And I got down on one knee and I proposed to her. She said yes. I gave her the ring. And as soon as she walked off, all the women, let me see. Thank goodness. It wasn't the most expensive ring, but it wasn't a cheap one. Right. So that's good because they'll look back and go, that's what you gave. You said yes. What if she would have said no?
Well, that's the thing. You got to know the answer before you do that in public like that.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, it's like, womp, womp, womp. Yeah. Then you walk off stage with your head down, enjoy the rest of the show.
Your tail tucked between your legs, and you walk off, and you go,
that's no good.
Yeah.
That's the story that they tell forever. We're at this symphony show, and this guy asked this lady to marry, and she said no.
With an explanation point.
Yeah.
And it's the longest walk in history off that stage.
Don, can we talk about this after the show?
Oh man, I get chills of what could have been. Okay, so the wine tasting, you've got the Symphony Orchestra December 5th, and finally on December 6th, they wrap it up with St. Nicholas Day on Saturday. Now, this is a private event until 2 p.m., but after 2 p.m., you open the floodgates.
Yes, we do. And, we want all the parents to bring the kids down. And one last shot to buy raffle tickets for the trees. And then we also have some great prize baskets that we're raffling off as well. And the drawings will be done on those. I believe on Sunday we'll do the drawings for those. And then everyone will be notified early next week what they've won and be given times to come pick everything up. So,
how did you pull off Thanksgiving Racine with all those trees there?
It was just a great little kind of accent to it.
But how did you, move everything out of the way?
No, actually, we kept everything where it was, and it all worked really well. Fortunately, the pods with the trees are just around the outside edge of the carpeted area at Festival Hall. So it really didn't take away from how many tables we were able to put up or anything like that. So it worked really well. And we served a lot of folks that day, and that's an amazing event. If you've never been, it is just amazing the way it comes together.
Well, Danny made a live YouTube thing, and I was watching it, and Danny from Danny's Meats,
right?
And I was watching it, and you see the people waiting in the hallway there, the vestibule, whatever you want to call it, and they're waiting, and then the floodgates opened up, and they were very nice. They formed a line.
Yep.
But you didn't have to be poor. Anybody can do it. Anybody can.
And that's kind of the misconception that folks have about it. If you're disadvantaged in any way, or if you're just your family's out of town, or maybe you don't have family in town, or whatever, and you just want to enjoy some Thanksgiving fellowship, it's a great event. So it's for everyone, open to the public.
Looking ahead to next year, a brand new event with a brand new venue there. You've got the farmer's market.
Yeah, the farmer's market is going to be the centerpiece of everything we do at Festival Park starting next spring on May 9th and running through around October 31st. Yeah, May.
Oh, it's 8 degrees.
All the dirty piles of snow will be gone. your listeners might recall last month we had Don Carrillo, who is our market manager, who's got a years of experience running these types of markets in Oak Creek and other places, is our leader on this thing. And we're just so excited about it. It's going to be a true farmer's market, fresh fruits, vegetables, homemade goods, things of that nature. So it'll be Saturdays from 9 to 1 and open to the public, of course, but just all kinds of different, you know, fun activities that'll be happening for kids and some discounts for seniors that'll be available, working on connecting with some of the federal programs that, you know, help folks that need food assistance. So we're working on those things, and that'll come to fruition, and just really excited about it. And like I said, that's going to be the centerpiece of everything we do at Festival Park next year.
And, of course, you got the Racine Concert Band.
The Racine Concert Band will be back
in July.
So we'll see each other on Sunday nights. And we're working on the exact times. The times are going to shift a little bit. And the exact venue, the exact staging, we're still working with Sean and Mark on. So, but it's going to happen, and they'll be back for the second season.
July.
Yeah. And then, Hot Harbor Nights, we'll be doing again on Thursday nights. So that's our free concert in the park series we'll be doing on Thursday nights. But then in and amongst all those things, Salmon-O-Rama will be back in July.
Fish Fest.
Or as affectionately known, Slammin-O-Rama sometimes.
Yeah, Slammin-O-Rama, that was an old one too.
But Harbor Fest will be back June 12th and 13th. What else? Some of your listeners may know that a lot of the Racine Catholic churches have consolidated, and they all had their own individual festivals. Well, now they're all combining to have one big festival.
I didn't know that.
Called All Saints Fest, which is going to be at Festival Park June 26th or the 28th.
So like St. Rita's and all these churches?
Yes.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, St. Rita's. I don't want to get all the names of the churches wrong, but the ones that have consolidated are all doing one big festival.
Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. And just so many other things that we're working on. Those are the things that, kind of the tried and true things that carry over year to year. But, inserting new things, of course, we'll have Juneteenth celebrations and all of those types of things. We'll continue the Lighthouse Run, which is, our big run for the year that we do.
I like watching that. That's good.
I do, too.
Watching it. I love sitting on my porch or wherever and watching it.
I like giving the folks their bananas and whatnot as they return.
waving to them, say, go.
Yeah. I never wanted to run more than 100 yards at the time when I played football. So, I don't get the whole long distance running thing, but God bless them.
I don't get it either.
That's what my car's for.
I watched an old Dick Van Dyke episode. Eddie Hodges was on there, and he's doing track in school, and he's leaving the track team.
Uh-huh.
And Rob said, "Why are you leaving the track team? You're so good at it." He said, "I've been running for 2 years, and where am I? Back where I started."
Yeah.
He said, "At least if I was going in a straight line, I'd be somewhere."
Sure.
Well, this is great. Last time you were on last month, we did get a person texted us and said they're glad to see Festival Park back again doing all these activities. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you. That's a lot of the kind words that we're getting from folks. More often than not, that's what we hear, that they're happy that the venues are vibrant again and having events that people can come down. And it also helps, drive visits to the restaurants and the retailers in downtown Racine. So it really, everything kind of works hand in hand. So
okay, give the website address.
Festivalpark.com.
So if you're... easy to remember.
Easy.
It's not Festival Hall. It's festivalpark.com. So if you want to look at anything we talked about, festivalpark.com, festivalpark.com. See you next month.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hopefully it'll be a little warmer. I don't think so.
No, it's January. Might be colder.
It's not even winter yet.
No, technically it's not, is it?
It's still fall.